U.S. consumers spent $300 million for online content in the first quarter of 2002. That's a 155% increase over the same quarter last year. According to a new report published by the Online Publishers Association, consumers in the United States spent $675 million on online content in 2001, and that's a 92% increase over 2000 spending levels. Spending in nearly all content categories grew more than 100% in Q1 2002 compared to the same period last year. In the first quarter, the top three categories, business content, entertainment, and personal or dating, accounted for 59% of all online content spending. The report indicates that a sharp increase in the number of online content buyers was a primary driver for sales growth. Around 12.4 million U.S. consumers paid for online content in Q1 2002, up from 5.3 million in the first quarter of 2001. As a percentage of the total U.S. internet population, consumers of paid content increased from 5.3% in the first quarter of 2001 to 9.2% in the first quarter of 2002. The site found that 1,700 sites are estimated to be charging for online content. The top five of those sites by content revenue for 2001 were Real.com, WSJ.com, Match.com, Yahoo.com, and ConsumerReports.com. Tipped off by American officials, Italian police have shut down two rings of hackers who attacked websites belonging to the U.S. Army and NASA, as well as websites in Italy. They were charged with computer fraud and face up to 8 years in jail if convicted. A new report issued to the Department of Education and Skills in the United Kingdom has recommended the expansion of the government's plans for online learning to include an online college, a digital careers advisory service, and a mentoring program for teachers and tutors. The report, which has been welcomed by Education and Skills Secretary Estelle Morris, will be added to the £50 million curriculum online project in which the government plans to put the nation's curriculum on the internet. The report is also being welcomed as part of separate plans by the government to include IT skills as part of all students' basic skills along with numeracy and literacy by 2010. The move forms one element of the government's belief that the internet will help improve the country's efficiency and knowledge base represented by UK Online Programme, including the availability of access to the web and put all government services online by 2005. An advisor to President Bush has encouraged top computer security professionals and hackers to try to break computer programs, offering to support and protect good faith researchers from the legal wrath of software makers. Richard Clark, Bush's computer security advisor, told hackers at the Black Hat conference that most security holes in software are not found by the software makers, but by independent users. Clark cautioned that hackers should be responsible in reporting programming mistakes. A hacker should contact the software maker first, he said, then go to the government if the software maker doesn't respond soon. Hackers commonly share their findings with others in the community through email lists or websites, but how much they should disclose is a running debate among computer security professionals. Some argue that full disclosure is best. Others say a hacker should only warn that a problem exists without showing how to take advantage of the problem. Clark said hackers shouldn't help criminals by showing how to exploit a programming bug before the software maker has a chance to fix the problem by issuing a patch or fix. In a move that could represent the greatest concession yet by the recording industry to consumers hungry for downloadable music, Pressplay, the company's 7-month-old joint online venture, will begin offering paying subscribers the ability to burn major label songs on blank CDs and to transfer the music to a variety of portable devices. This is the most significant announcement in the last 2 years from the music industry, said PJ McNally, an analyst with the research firm Gartner G2 in San Jose. Pressplay and MusicNet, a similar service from AOL, Time Warner, Bertelsmann, EMI Group, and Real Networks launched last December, has been criticized for failing to offer users a viable alternative to the free music swapping networks like Morpheus and Kazaa. Both Pressplay and MusicNet stream music files, but haven't given users portability or the ability to keep any songs when they unsubscribe from the service. Pressplay's upgraded service offers unlimited streaming and unlimited downloading for about $10 a month, And for about $18 a month, users will be able to transfer 10 songs a month to various brands of portable devices that use Microsoft software which contain digital rights management. Additional portable downloads can be bought for an additional cost. In the United Kingdom, the first digital radio sets costing less than £100 went on sale in London last week, but were expected to sell out immediately. There'll be more coming by the end of August, and it's hoped that the kitchen radio will provide a breakthrough for digital radio stations. Broadcasters have been struggling to attract listeners with sets costing at least £250 until now. More than 50,000 of the new £99 sets are expected to be sold by Christmas, and that would double the number of people listening to digital radio. The new technology promises improved reception, easier tuning, more stations, and extra features including text and pictures with some receivers. The US Defense Department, concerned that hackers or spies might eavesdrop on classified meetings or secretly track the locations of top US officials, is imposing new limits on its workers' use of the latest generation of wireless devices inside military buildings. The new rules will outline new restrictions on civilian and military employees carrying cellular telephones, pagers, and handheld computers while working, even devices that employees bought themselves and carry for their personal convenience at work, said John P. Stenbitt, the Assistant Defense Secretary for Command, Control, Communications, and Intelligence. Stenbitt, who was also the Pentagon's Chief Information Officer, disclosed the upcoming rules last Tuesday after a technology conference in Washington focusing on security problems of wireless devices. Stenbitt said the new rules would be announced within a month. In an earlier speech at the same conference, President Bush's top cybersecurity advisor Richard Clark said the technology industry was acting irresponsibly by selling wireless tools, such as computer network devices, that remain remarkably easy for hackers to attack. The industry's most common data scrambling technique, designed to keep out eavesdroppers, called the wireless encryption protocol, can be broken, usually in less than 5 minutes, with software available on the internet. Disposable phones could soon be joining throwaway cameras and throwaway razors in shops around the United States. A small US firm, Hop-On, has won regulatory approval to sell the first throwaway prepaid mobile phone. The firm plans to launch immediately, starting in Southern California, and will be rolling out to the rest of the US over the next 3 months. Hollywood escalated its fight against internet trading of movies and music, successfully urging key lawmakers to consider letting the industry use hacker tactics to stop Americans' exchange of songs and films they don't buy. The broad new legal powers proposed by a congressman and endorsed quickly by a number of others would let record and movie studios hack into Americans' personal computers to find illegally shared music and movies. They could also try to disable or interfere with file-swapping programs. It would also let the industry use denial-of-service attacks commonly launched by hackers to flood commercial websites to knock personal computers offline so they can't trade copyrighted songs and films. Representative Howard Berman, a Democrat of California, who represents part of Hollywood and is the House's single largest recipient of political donations from the entertainment industry, said his legislation allows copyright owners to use technology to deal with technological piracy. Berman said his bill, introduced on Thursday, wouldn't let the industry spread viruses, destroy files, or hack into a consumer's personal data. Instead, he said it would simply let them disable improperly traded films and songs. He likened it to a car dealer repossessing a vehicle for delinquent payments. "There's no excuse or justification for this piracy," said Berman, the top Democrat on the House Judiciary Subcommittee on Courts, the Internet, and Intellectual Property. "Theft is theft, whether it's shoplifting a CD in record stores or illegally downloading a song," he said. His measure is aimed at disrupting the practice of downloading or offering copies of pirated music, movies, or software popularized in the late 1990s by the Napster service. To date, the industry has fought illegal trading mainly by suing companies that operate file-sharing networks, but technology has made it possible to decentralize those file-trading networks, allowing users to trade from computer to computer without a service like Napster. The industry currently must trace users individually and persuade the user's internet provider to pull the plug on violators. It also has resorted to seeding networks with fake files to frustrate people looking for free music. Recording Industry Association of America Chief Hillary Rosen called the bill an innovative approach to combating the serious problem of internet piracy. A critic, Alan Davidson of the Center for Democracy and Technology, said the legislation provides a hunting license for copyright holders to seek out legitimate users of the internet. The proposal would lift the civil and criminal penalties against entertainment companies for disabling, interfering with, blocking, diverting, or otherwise impairing the online trading of pirated songs and movies. An attack knocking an internet user completely offline wouldn't be permitted, except as may be reasonably necessary to prevent a copyright violation, the bill states. Under the bill, companies wouldn't be required to warn users in advance of their actions. A user wrongly attacked could sue only if he or she suffered more than $250 in economic losses and obtained the US Attorney General's permission to file a lawsuit. Berman received at least $186,891 from the entertainment industry during the 2001-2002 election cycle, including $31,000 from the Walt Disney Corporation and $28,050 from AOL Time Warner. Other sponsors of the bill include Representatives Howard Coble, a Republican of North Carolina, Lamar Smith, Republican of Texas, and Robert Wexler, Democrat of Florida. Coble also received significant entertainment industry contributions. Using a search engine to locate stories on newspapers' sites violates European Union law, according to a recent ruling by judges in Munich's High Court. The ruling is the latest legal decision in a two-year battle between German newspaper Mainpost and German search service News Club. Mainpost charges that News Club violated the law by searching through and linking directly to Mainpost content. The law in question is the Database Directive, a piece of European Union legislation that grants copyright protection to database creators for selecting and arranging the information contained in a database, even if the creator doesn't hold the copyrights on the collected information. The directive also protects against the unfair extraction of materials contained in a database, specifically mentioning downloading or hyperlinking as examples of prohibited extraction methods. The News Club case still needs to wind its way through more legal hearings, but the defendant isn't hopeful that the judge's decision will soon be reversed, and legal experts believe that if the ruling is upheld, it could easily become a firm legal precedent across the European Union, drastically limiting the information that many European search engines are allowed to provide to their users. That's News Briefs for this week.